At Tuesday night's budget hearing, the Sitka Historical Society asked the Assembly for $120,000. Right now, it's budgeted to receive $70,000.
We need $120,000 to keep a curator.
That's Bob Mettinger, director of the Society and its museum, which sits just down the hall from the room where the Assembly meets.
To move towards a professional museum, which we're desperately trying to do, a curator is the number one priority.
For the past year, Ashley Kircher has held that job. Her year-long contract is ending soon. Her last day on the job is this Friday. Raven News interviewed Mettinger before the meeting while preparing a story about Kircher's departure. He says the history of funding the curator position is complicated.
Calendar year 2009, we made the request. City was, you know, didn't quite have the funding. They said, come back, as I said, and they granted the money right at the end of the fiscal year.
In other words, a year had gone by since the Society made its initial request for the Assembly to fully fund a curator position. And right before they were going to ask again for the funding in the 2010 budget, the money came in.
So we reduced our request to $70,000. We were granted $73,000. We had all this carryover from the late money. We immediately did the search. We hired Ashley.
But now she's leaving, and the Society says it can't hire someone to replace her without that extra money from the city. This year's budget is tightly written, with only $109 left over at the end of the year. So, to put money into something, the Assembly has to take money out of something else. Assemblymember Jack Osment proposed moving $50,000 from the city's grants to nonprofits and designating it for the Historical Society. That proposal didn't sit well with Mayor Scott McAdams, who cited his professional background in museum work and said Sitka is, quote, ground zero of Alaska history, unquote, and that the funding of the curator position is a problem that needs to be solved.
But to do this in this fashion at this time, I think it creates impropriety across the whole process. I think that there are issues of equity.
Equity, he said, because the Assembly should hear from the group it would have to take the money from before it votes to give money to another group. And he said a lot of cuts are being made in city funding, to the school district, to the police, to the fire department, and those constituencies haven't yet been heard either. After Osmond's attempt, Cheryl Westover tried moving some money, $30,000, from nonprofits to the Historical Society. That try was also unsuccessful, as was Phyllis Hackett's attempt to move $30,000 from roads to the Historical Society. In the end, no changes were made, but the budget is still open to amendment at its second and final reading, which is set to take place during the next regular Assembly meeting on June 8th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.